DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. The International Peace Envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, has warned that the war there is destroying the country bit by bit and has called on the UN Security Council to unite and push the warring parties in Syria to a compromise. The Council is divided over Syria, with Russia and China vetoing resolutions that threaten sanctions raised by the US, Britain, France and other Western powers. Brahimi warned that his mediation effort cannot go forward without unity in the Council. His comments came after at least 65 people were found shot dead in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. According to opposition activists, the dead were young men aged between 20 and 30 found in a river which separates Aleppo, all with single gunshot wounds to the head and neck. The Syrian government and rebels have blamed each other for the killings. Video posted on YouTube, which cannot be verified, shows a row of bodies lying along the banks of a river, many with their hands tied. The UN says more than 60,000 people have been killed in the 22-month conflict. Egypt's military chief has warned the political crisis sweeping the country could lead to the collapse of the state. General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi made the comments as thousands defied curfews and the death toll from days of rioting rose to 52. President Mohamed Morsi declared a month-long state of emergency in Port Said, Suez and Ismailia at the weekend and also imposed curfews on those three cities. The initial unrest started last Thursday on the eve of the second anniversary of the ousting of the former dictator Hosni Mubarak. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in protest of the curfews imposed by Morsi. On Monday, the Islamist-dominated Senate also granted the armed forces powers of arrest. Mohamed El-Baradei is an opposition leader.
We have set specific demands, starting with the formation of an emergency government, a committee to amend the constitution, and cancelling all the consequences of the president's constitutional declaration.
Egypt's prosecutor general has also ordered the arrest of members of a militant group called the Black Bloc, which has emerged in the recent rioting. Meantime, the president, Mohamed Morsi, is due to arrive in Berlin on Wednesday, where he'll give a speech and meet the Chancellor Angela Merkel. But the crisis in Egypt has forced him to cancel plans to go to Paris. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. France has called for international observers to be deployed to Mali to monitor human rights abuses following reports of reprisals by Mali troops in parts of the country retaken from Islamist rebels. The French Prime Minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, says while it's still yet to be established whether alleged abuses had taken place, an international mission was needed to ensure human rights are respected in Mali. On Tuesday, international donors met in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa, pledging just over €330 million in military and humanitarian aid. Mali's caretaker president, Dion Kunda Traore, said his government is seeking to organise credible elections for July the 31st, which is a concession to Western supporters of the military operation. The US President Barack Obama has launched a campaign to reform the country's immigration laws. Senators in the country have unveiled draft legislation with cross-party momentum pushing the issue towards a resolution that could see some 11 million immigrants in the United States gain citizenship. In the meantime, John Kerry has been approved as the new US Secretary of State after the country's Senate overwhelmingly voted in favour of the former US presidential candidate taking over from the outgoing Secretary Hillary Clinton. And the Australian Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has announced the date for the country's election later this year, but those living down under could have a long election campaign to get through first. The poll is 8 months away, called for September the 14th. Gillard came to power in June 2010 after, as Deputy Prime Minister, she toppled her leader Kevin Rudd in a party coup. Her minority Labor government holds a one-seat majority with support from a group of independents and the Greens, and polls suggest the Liberal Conservative opposition would easily win office if an election were held now. This is Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.